Right now, we're going to be talking a little bit about inexpensive hunting opportunities. And with us tonight to talk about that is the person in charge of it, Vicki Fite.
Hi. How are you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
Okay. A lot of people don't realize that for $40, we'll let you hunt.
Absolutely. That's the annual public hunting program that we have. And the way that you go about getting in on the annual public hunting program is you go out, first of all, you have to purchase the permit. And a permit can be purchased at anywhere where licenses are sold. And you will either receive the booklet at the time you purchase it, if you go to one of our law enforcement offices, or it'll be mailed to you within about 10 working days. And it's for people that are 17 years of age and older are required to have the permit. Youth under 17 are not required to have the permit. They can hunt with a permitted adult.
Great. So you can take your son or daughter out hunting, and it only costs you for your permit if they're under the age of 17.
That's correct, as long
Great.
As they
Way
have
to
their
get
license.
Started.
That's correct.
Of course, they do need a license.
Okay. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So how does this work?
Okay, what you do is whenever you purchase the permit and you get your book, we suggest that you spend a little time in the beginning. We've put a lot of time and thought into the front few pages that tells you about the program,
mm-hmm.
about the things, the commonly asked questions about what you need to know, and those types of things. Then you pick out a place, you go through, and you look into the book. It's broken out by regions, and you find spots that look like there are areas that you would like to hunt, and then you do a little research on them in the book.
Great. And basically, these hunting areas are available for dove hunting. Some of them are available for dove hunting. Some of them are available for deer hunting. Some are both. Some have other hunting opportunities.
Absolutely. Each one of the maps comes with a legal game box on the map. It tells you what species are available to be hunted and the time period in which they're hunted. It will give you the season dates, or it will refer you to the outdoor annual. You can come and go as you please. I mean, this is like your hunting lease for $40. You can utilize it as many times as you want during the season.
That's great. Well, what can people expect if they go out on one of these public hunting lands?
Well, it's if you expect to go out the first day of the opening of the deer season, it's going to be crowded. It's going to be crowded anywhere. Even on your own property, there are going to be people on the other side of the fence. So your best bet is to do your homework. Is you need to research the area. If you get an opportunity to pre-scout, go out and look at the area. Figure out what looks good for you. I suggest after the first couple of weeks that it's going to thin out a whole lot. There's not going to be a lot of people that are going to be out there. And if you can go during the week, Chuck,
that's the
time to go.
You bet. That's a good
Absolutely.
Idea.
Absolutely. Go during the week.
Fantastic. Okay. Tell me a little bit about Youth Hunting Weekend.
That's coming up this weekend, the 28th and 29th of October. What this allows is we've got 33 areas, most of which that are over in East Texas. That's where most of the deer hunting is available through this program. And all you have to do is the adult has to have the permit, the youth has to have the license. Only the youth can hunt. The adult has to go along as a supervising adult.
And the youth age is?
Under 17.
Under 17.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
And they can take deer according to the bag limit for the county in which they're hunting in.
Fantastic. What a great opportunity.
Absolutely. It's a great place to start, and it's inexpensive.
And now there are some drawing hunts that are available through the system.
Okay, that's the second half of our public hunting program. We do have a drawing system, and it's handled through a different booklet. This one is our applications for drawings on public hunting lands. And the way this works is usually around the middle of July, this book becomes available. And this year we were very fortunate to have it available on the web.
We do
have a system on the web that you can go through and apply for the hunts, but you have to print down your cards to mail them in. We haven't gotten there yet on being able to use credit cards online, but we're hoping to.
Great. All right.